Reverend James Dong says the signatories of the 2018 peace agreement should implement the peace deal and restore peace in South Sudan. He says the leaders of the parties in the transitional government of national unity hold the keys to stability in South Sudan.
Our message to the leadership of South Sudan is that they should rise up to the responsibility and take the challenges as part of their responsibility and keep South Sudan peace. They should embark into the implementation of the RRC signed in 2018 in spirit and letter. We are happy also to hear that our president, Salva Kiir Mayardit, has repeatedly said that he is not going to take this country into war, which is a good statement. We hope that statement will continue to be the same and also realize.
Dong says the parties to the revitalized peace agreement have done very little while implementing the 2018 peace. He says church leaders understand issues affecting South Sudanese, adding that peace remains the key demand of South Sudanese.
We know we are passing through difficult times, economic hiccup, but the only thing that could wave this away is having peace in place. Because when we have peace in place, everybody would work independently and produce his own food. So I wish the South Sudanese faithful that this Christmas will not be just celebrated as usual. We should turn to God with prayer and with fasting that has started long ago and is breaking today, that it should be a meaningful fasting and a meaningful prayer with a change of heart.
Archbishop of Archdiocese of Juba, Stephen Ameo, called on the South Sudanese people to embrace the spirit of togetherness and build a new peaceful future.
I would ask our leaders, political leaders, our church leaders, that Christ, through his resurrection, can expel all our doubts about one another, about our political affiliation, so that we can see the fact that Christ brought to our lives as an event to celebrate together. As the Holy Father reminded us, let us be together. In spite of all what had happened between us, let us be together to reconstruct a new future which is in front of us.
The Archbishop of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan, Justin Badi Arama, urged the South Sudanese people to stop hating each other and instead focus on peace and nation building.
As we celebrate Easter this year, we advise all South Sudanese to leave behind all unproductive practices of hatred, divisions, and violence. Instead, to focus on peace, reconciliation, and productive works for the good of our nation. May the joy and blessing of the risen Christ be with you and your loved ones.
Archbishop Arama criticized a recent decision by the Church of England to support and bless same-sex marriage. He says the Episcopal Church of South Sudan does not support same-sex marriage.
It is unbiblical and therefore it is sinful. We declare impaired communion with provinces that embrace such practices. We advise all our bishops, priests, and faithful to only work and fellowship with those churches around the Anglican Communion that are genuinely Orthodox.
Arama stressed that the Episcopal Church of South Sudan will continue to uphold and stand on what he called the historic faith of the apostles and early church fathers. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.